Welcome to YTSP Weekly. He's Kai, I'm Kels, and we have the boys. We have Strangely Entertaining and Zog. Gentlemen, how you doing?
Doing good.
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm happy to be alive, bro.
Bruh, I feel it. I feel it. Today we're talking about arc shows versus saga shows. What does that mean? That's more like Naruto, where we go on like many different adventures over 500 episodes, compared to like Dragon Ball Z, where we have like four major problems
over 600 episodes.
291, but yes. And sort of like the story, like how does the storytelling work? What's good? What's bad about it? What's y'all's opinion?
I am personally a situational based guy.
Very pragmatic.
One of my favorite anime of all time is Yu Yu Hakusho, and that is, you know, arc based. So I guess at the end of the day, I would choose arcs over sagas, because then if I didn't, I wouldn't have Yu Yu Hakusho.
You would still have Yu Yu Hakusho, which is the story might be told a little differently.
I mean, so let's look at some other shows like that. Like, I feel it. So my opinion about why are arc shows a positive way to tell a story, right? Because you have so much happen. Like, you go through an adventure, you know, you go through the story arc, and then you have a climax and you have a resolution. And then you're on to the next, like, story arc. You're on to the next event.
Each arc is basically its own story.
Yeah.
So it's like each new arc is a jumping on point for somebody.
So if we look at, like, because Kai and I have looked at previously when we compare Black Clover to My Hero, My Hero Academia is an arc-based show, which is why it feels like we've done so much in 88 episodes compared to Black Clover, where we've done, you know, 132, and we've only, like, finished one major boss, which was hype.
We've only had 88 episodes of My Hero?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And when you hear that number, you compare, you know, how long have we been at it? For how much does it feel like we've done?
I'm going to be honest. I thought we were on, like, episode 120 or something.
Nah, man. It's crazy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we've only had four seasons, and one season was 13 episodes. So it makes sense.
I mean, when you pull the math out, yes, it makes sense. But when you think about everything that's happened and how often it bled into the next thing, almost seamlessly, it's, oh my God.
Man, and that's part of the big positive for arc-based shows, is that you feel like you've accomplished so much. Now, that lends itself to, like, if we look at Yu Yu Hakusho, if we look at Naruto, like, what's the end goal? I don't know.
I don't know.
I want to be Hokage, but the storytelling there from start to end is up to, like, I don't know how you get there. And you get there through the adventures, which that leaves room for some filler. You can have a filler arc and pad your runtime.
Especially if you want to put out an episode a week.
And I don't know if you guys know this, that sagas are normally associated with sad or depressing stories, as I found out when I was researching this. Yeah. A saga often suggests that a story is sad, and sagas don't necessarily have to end, opposed to arcs, which have a clear goal and ending, opposed to a saga, which does not.
What's some example of a sad saga show?
Well, if I was looking at a sad saga, I would, like, if we're just talking in the realm of anime, or if we're talking in general, I would say Vinland Saga, for one, which is the biggest one, because I just recently watched that one, and
The first thing that came to mind, two shows came to mind for me, let me know if they fit the description for you, Future Diary and Angel Beats.
See, I would say that. Also, Berserk is considered a saga anime.
Yeah.
And that is definitely sad.
So on your point, Zog, it gets sort of hard to tell with the shorter shows like Angel Beats. Because the story arc is the runtime of the entire show. And with it being so short, it's like hard to place. But certainly, that's a sad, emotional story with Angel Beats.
Yeah, it's in a way, it's very uplifting, but at the same time, it's basically a tragedy.
I mean, I would say for sure, the saga format for sure, I feel like works better in smaller animes, for sure, in my opinion. Because, I don't know, I want to say that I feel like Dr. Stone is going to be a saga anime. I haven't read the manga. I've only seen the first season. But the overall goal is to get technology back to where it was. And I don't know if you guys watch Dr. Stone, but I was bawling throughout that whole...
It's just like, oh, it's so precious. Oh, my gosh. Dr. Stone was great. High recommendation.
Yes, definitely recommend watching that. But in Spice and Wolf and Golden Kamuy are also two saga anime as well. I don't know if you guys have watched those.
I have definitely watched me some Golden Kamuy.
Yeah. I've got no idea, bro.
I recommend watching Spice and Wolf. It is good. It is a story of basically a wolf spirit that becomes alive because a lot of bad things are happening. And she befriends this dude, and they have, like, a whole, like, type of love, and she proposes to him. It's a really great story. I recommend it. And Golden Kamuy is, so you probably tell everyone about that better than I could.
I could not tell you the actual, like, time period, but it's kind of like a period piece of Japanese history, where they... This soldier, who is known as the Immortal Sugimoto, and he got that title because of how hard he has to kill on the battlefield, as one does, befriends this, what Americans would call a Native American, but so an Japanese Indian woman. And they go on this adventure to find basically a huge ass pile of gold that they can use to help the village that took him in when he needed it and basically live happy lives. The trick on that was the map to find the gold was tattooed on like 50 prisoners' skins. So the only way to actually complete the map is either to find these prisoners, trace all the tattoos, or skin them and form the map itself. What and they're in a race with multiple people to
That's
actually
crazy.
Find this. Yeah.
That leads me to think about Hawkeye from Full Metal having like the flame thing, that like the secret flame magic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I love Hawkeye. He's the best girl. So, yeah. And I would say that formula works really well for that because that is... And I imagine, is that a sad story? Is there a lot of emotion going commonly?
There's definitely a lot of emotion. Some of it sad, some of it very, like, triumphant, yay. But it's... I think there's only been two seasons so far, and the third season's potentially on its way. I don't know what the situation is now.
Yeah.
With everything going on, but I hope it's coming. I would love a third season.
Okay.
It can be a bit of a roller coaster for some people.
And
now, speaking of roller coasters, let's get to the granddaddy of all arc shows, One Piece.
Yes.
Oh my.
Yes.
I know you've got an opinion, Zog, about One Piece as a whole.
That's a word for it. I'll just say somewhere around that desert island.
Alabaster.
I don't even know the name. Don't ask me.
Don't even.
And all I know is there was a desert island, and by that point, my patience dropped. So don't ask me anywhere past that.
I know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I've tried so, past that, but like you said, those are opinions for another time.
But the big point there is that that's 100% arc based. You know, each adventure is its own story. So, like, the first really great arc of One Piece that I recall was Arlong Park.
Yes.
That's when it really got real and it really mm-hmm. got good.
I love Arlong Park, and that's why I think you should go back and watch One Piece, because when they come to the new world after the 2-year time skip, that's the first thing they rehash, is kind of like where Arlong was coming from. When you get to the Fishman Island and you see all like the racism and prejudice that's happened in the world, and it doesn't excuse Arlong for doing the things he did, but you kind of see why he did do those things, and you get to see kind of...
He was the dude on Nami's home island, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, with the weird swordfish nose.
Okay. Yeah, again, opinions for another time.
Yeah. So, but I think One Piece does a great job of reaffirming things that happened, like showing that this had importance like way back when, and just basically like one arc can be set up just to hype up another arc, if that makes sense. That's basically what I'm saying.
So an entire arc could be a Chekhov's gun for another arc down the road.
I don't want to say that precisely. I would say it can like propel that other arc. Like Dressrosa was such a good arc, I feel like, because it had a... Do you know what I'm saying, Strange? Like, maybe you can help me word it better. Like,
I'm not sure if I can. My theory on the whole arc thing, right? If you have a very long-running series, obviously those who keep watching it will enjoy it more. But, the other thing that is, because with One Piece especially, like, you just have so many emotional moments in these later arcs and everything, because you've been with these characters, you know their personality, and you know, like, if something like bad happens to them, like, they're just gonna see it through, and you're rooting for them this whole time, and basically you get so invested in it, right? It just, you know what I mean, it just helps you kind of like stick through. But obviously with some people it doesn't really work that way. So yeah, in that theory, arcs do kind of build on each other, if that's the kind of story you're telling.
So Strange, what's an arc show that you really like? And what's like a long-running saga show that you really like?
Arc show that I like and long-running. I've been thinking about this.
And they both often are long-running.
Yeah.
So, you know, just similar.
See, with me, though, I have a hard time really telling the difference. And I know we kind of defined it. I'm still trying to think. I'm like, what the heck is that supposed to mean?
Okay.
And that's real.
How I see like a long-running... singular kind of goal kind of show, I think of Inuyasha.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's a lot of little things that happen with some moments here and there, but the entire point of the show was, well, the entire goal was to bring the Shikon Jewel back together.
You mean get Inuyasha with Kagome,
yeah,
and have them be happy.
That was the entire point, but the goal was the whole jewel and yada yada yada. I'm just saying, did not need 100 episodes for that.
Man, I don't know the number. It feels like more.
It feels like 500.
I think Inuyasha had 300 episodes.
Oh, God.
Son of a bitch.
You got to make me look this up.
Or are we
up,
counting the final cut or the final act as well?
It's a part of the story. But I'm pretty sure the final act only had like 20 episodes.
Yeah, I think it had 26.
Holy God.
it had 193. My bad.
That's almost 200.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Yu Yu I didn't Hakusho... need 100 for that. You're over twice what I didn't need.
Yeah. So that's an example. Another example of like a saga show. One everybody knows is Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
You've got the Saiyan Saga. You've got the Frieza Saga. You got the Cell Saga. The Buu Saga. And there's a bunch of little things that happen in there. Like in the Frieza Saga, you've got the Ginyu Force as like its own arc. But you don't think of the Ginyu Force arc when you think of Dragon Ball Z. You think of the Ginyu Force.
Unless you're really trying to separate things out.
Which when you are, that's fine. But the casual, you remember Ginyu. You remember him turning into a frog and trying to, you know, murder Goku and whatnot.
That's all a part of Frieza.
Exactly. And a lot of this comes down from how, like, the formula they're trying to tell these stories in and the formula they're trying to get the show produced.
Yeah, clearly some storytelling mechanisms and styles lend themselves better to different kinds of stories, but I personally still like the arc ones a little better just because they're so much easier to jump on with and get into.
Yeah.
And they, because of that, they do retread a bit of information that long-term fans already know and have heard 100 times. But yeah, you don't really hear a whole lot of people getting mad at it because of that, like, understanding.
And I feel like Saga animes, again, really shine in, like, animes that I want to... I swear to God, if you
say sad.
What'd you say?
I said, I swear to God, if you say sad.
No. Just shine in the, like, historic arc. Like, Hiromu Kenshin, or... I don't know if you guys have ever, like, watched Kingdom or Red Kingdom, or Yoko of the Dawn. Those are all, like, anime set in the feudal era, and they work really well with the whole Saga format, I feel.
That's an excellent observation. Because, you know, when we compare Black Clover to My Hero, Black Clover is in a sort of a feudal fantasy setting compared to My Hero, which is modern day-ish.
Yeah.
So that we got a bunch of examples on that. That's an excellent observation.
Thank you, sir. I was thinking about it, and I was like, when I was doing research, I was like, all these have something in common. And Hiromu Kenshin is definitely in my upper echelon of anime. That final season, we're not going to talk about it, but
we ain't going to talk about the author either. But.
Nope, not doing it.
I didn't even bring it up. But don't even know it. But oh Lord, that reference was horrible for that joke. But wow. I would say my favorite arc anime has to be Yu Yu Hakusho, of course. Mm-hmm. And my favorite saga is probably either, it's probably going to be Vinland Saga when it's all said and done. Because that first season was immaculate. And I've skimmed the manga. And we haven't even gotten anywhere yet in terms of greatness from Vinland Saga. So, but as far as already finished, I probably have to give it to either Samurai X or... maybe Yoko of the Dawn or Yona of the Dawn, because y'all should watch that if you haven't. It's really good.
So for me, my favorite arc anime, I'm probably with you in Yu Yu Hakusho. My favorite saga anime, probably definitely Sailor Moon, because they make such good use in the OG anime of the additional time they're required to tell the story, to really build those characters. So 40 episodes in the first season with these characters, you care about them, you know who they are, and that's big. We're all, you know, they're working towards the final boss of the season or whatever, but yeah.
I have made a grave error that I just now realized.
Oh no.
Oh, heaven forbid. Shoujo exists.
Is Digimon considered a saga?
Would that be a good question? I mean, I think so. Well, so now here's my argument. So we do have arcs, right? We've got everybody gets a Digimon, and then everybody's Digimon gets an evolution, and then everybody's Digimon gets a crest and a tag and another evolution. All right, those are arcs. But I would say that that's certain... When you look at Digimon as a series... I don't think you look at Digimon the series season one arc number two. Yeah, I think you look at Digimon the series as the Digi-Justin from season one, the Punk Hose from season two, Tamers.
Tamers is definitely a saga.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, as a safety net, I'll change mine to Digimon. This is a safety note, so it can be recorded that I'm a day one, I'm a real one.
You know, just so we have Digimon in this conversation here.
Which is just real.
I mean, I ain't mad at this. Now that you've said it out loud and got it in my head, I'm probably going to agree with you.
Yeah, I just wanted to cover my bases.
Or going to scramble to find something different just so I can have more suggestions out here.
And but, so, of course, this is all semantic. If you can make the argue for it and you're convicted in it, it's right. Ain't nobody out here to tell you you're wrong. And if they are, bet. Go ahead and tell us we're wrong.
Yeah, but do it in the comment section.
Bingo.
Would you consider Death Note a saga?
It's sad.
I think I would.
I would.
I would split the show in two arcs.
Yeah.
Good
but
bad.
I think...
I mean, I liked both arcs, but I guess I'm the weird one.
I think I certainly would, because there's no real break in... The whole point of the show is Light achieves his goal of becoming the god of death and then losing.
Yeah.
And we don't achieve that goal until the end of the show and see him fall.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it from a L and Nier's perspective, it's definitely a saga. Mm-hmm. Because it's just one continuous battle. Huh. That raises another question that I don't think we have time for, but...
Hey, we got a little bit of time.
Yeah, Sword Art a saga?
Kill yourself. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Well, if you look at it from like different character perspectives, that's in and of itself a different kind of story and a different way of interpreting the overall story that you've gone through. So does that change it from an arc by arc or a saga?
No. Only insofar as our current topic of what does the viewer oftentimes see a show as. But I mean, yeah, like how, what is the ordeal of the show's events? Like, what sort of toll does that take on a character? Like, that is an interesting topic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a future one.
Oh, bingo. No. Write it down so we don't forget.
Write it down now.
I do keep a list.
It's crucial, because my whole ass won't remember.
I've already started working on a second one.
And
all right, so final verdict. Which do you prefer in general, with the shows that you know about, the shows that you're thinking about, which do you often go to? Do you go to arc-based shows, or do you go to saga-based shows?
I will only go to an arc-based show if it is recommended. Whereas saga, more often than not, they're kind of shorter. If I would probably just probably saga if I had to choose.
Okay. Zog.
Zog, go ahead.
Okay. I do agree with the shorter shows and working with the sagas, but I don't know. Especially when it comes to shonens, I really enjoy watching the arc-by-arc shows a lot more, and I take away more from those kinds of storytelling than I do most saga style. So, I guess overall it depends on the story, but if I had to choose one, it'd probably be arc-by-arc.
I feel it. Go ahead, Kai.
I'm going arcs. But I do want to throw honorable mention two sagas, especially Attack on Titan, because that was one that we missed. That I meant to bring up. That is a really good saga anime.
You know, the first season.
Man, I don't even.
I'm sorry.
Attack
I'm
on so Titan salty. Doesn't count for anything, man. I'm still mad that the second season took, you know.
I know.
Two years.
I'm still salty about that crap.
Too long. I know this four seasons coming out. I know it's a new studio with a new art style. They can't get me to care, because what happened with that one delay forever?
Yeah, it was like a 6-year delay. Yeah, it was 6 years.
But it's hype that it's coming out.
It felt like I was waiting for a Persona game.
Not even.
Kai, right. We do need to keep track of Attack on Titan so that we can put that up in the schedule and stay on a pulse.
Yes, we got to get them views. So
stay relevant. Comes back.
Go team.
But what about you, Kels? What are you
Oh, that's God. That's a good question. I'm split. I'm split 50-50, you know?
Also, I like how your two favorite anime's creators are married in real life.
Bingo. That's the dream goals. You know, it really depends. The story is the most important thing to me.
The story and the characters.
Is it interesting? That's what's crucial to me. And I only oftentimes find out what kind of show it is after the fact. So like I just binged Black Clover, which is a saga-based show. It's one story, one bad guy for 130 episodes. But before that, I watched Book of Bantora, which is another saga show.
I've never heard of that before.
You've never heard of that?
No.
Wow. It's pretty great. But, you know, keep it up on My Hero. My Hero is totally arc-based. And that's hype. That's here. So, you know, I'm not hung up one way or the other. But in terms of feeling accomplished with a short amount of episodes, I would say arc-based. Arc-based is the one that's going to evoke me feeling like we've done something in 12 episodes compared to a saga-based show where 12 episodes is just, you know, half an adventure, you know, a quarter of an adventure. So yeah, I'd probably go with y'all and say arc.
Yeah, for sure. But you know, I love them both, and there will be a lot more to talk about in the future on more podcasts.
Yes. So this show, your TSP Weekly, which we may switch to Content Breaker. We'll have to make a decision. I don't know, man. But this show comes out Thursdays. The main product, your typical shonen protagonist, comes out Mondays. You could catch the show Twitter. Well, you know, before we get to the Twitter, heaven forbid, you can catch both those shows on Spotify. You want to catch us when it comes out? Follow us on Spotify. Follow us on iTunes. Podbean. Apple Podcasts. Podbean is the hosting service. Oh, hashtag man. Not sponsored. But yeah, if you want to keep up with the product, that's where you do it. So, follow on Spotify. Follow on Apple Podcasts. Rate, comment, like, subscribe. And the Twitter. Show's Twitter. Your TSP. URTSP. Where we do dumb stuff and go, hell yeah. But y'all got Twitters too. Except for Zog. Zog's just cold chilling.
So you can find this guy's Twitter at Static Dreads with a Z, because I'm cool. Ignore the few political posts that have come out recently. The anime will return when this madness ends.
You can do both.
I can do both. So I do both. My best life.
Living my best life.
Call me Malcolm Luthy. Sorry.
Malcolm Luthy. Oh, goodness. That's your new Twitter handle.
Malcolm Luthy.
Go register now. This doesn't come out till Thursday, so register now.
Lord.
Strange, you got some stuff going on, I hear tell.
Yeah. Follow my Twitter at Strangely Entertaining, and the YouTube channel is popping off now, uploading a bunch of Man Eater videos. Just look up Strangely Entertaining or look up Nerd Edification Hour.
Yep, he playing video games online. So go make fun of him for real.
Yep, do it. Make Nerd. Fun of me, please.
Like, dislike, it's all the same.
You
secrets
have
out.
Dreams.
But this has been YTSP Weekly. We will catch you next Thursday for more, I don't know, random conversation about anime.
That's the best conversation.
Question mark.
Question mark.
Please.